Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm morning across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Perfect weather to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting from I-24 News, the U.S. completed a five-hour wave of strikes targeting Iran's ability to attack commercial shipping. One crew member died and eight were injured after an overnight Iranian cruise missile attack on UAE oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. Also, in the last few minutes, Israel Hayom reports that the IDF eliminated Osama Naim Hamdi Shamalek, the commander of Hamas's maritime unit, along with three other militants. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post notes Iran struck Gulf countries and tankers in the Strait of Hormuz following U.S. attacks. The UAE Ministry of Defense declared its right to protect its sovereignty. Separately, JNS highlights an IDF strike in Gaza City that killed a Hamas naval commander. In a separate operation in northern Gaza, three armed Hamas terrorists were also eliminated. And finally, Walla reports from earlier today that dozens of Hezbollah operatives are trapped underground in Lebanon. The IDF is keeping a low profile, likely due to Iranian pressure and American mediation. Here's what people are saying online. Israel Hayom English highlighted a historic promotion in the Israeli Air Force just 23 minutes ago. A female pilot has been sent to Washington, marking a significant milestone. Open Source Intel noted 24 minutes ago that Cole G., the commander of Ovda Air Base, has been promoted to Brigadier General. She now serves as Israel's air attaché in Washington, making her the most senior woman in Israeli Air Force history. Andrew Fox, a commentator, posted 32 minutes ago questioning the logic of financial aid to a region controlled by a terrorist group. He argued that resources may end up in the wrong hands. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in the Strait of Hormuz, I-24 News reported the U.S. strikes aim to deter Iran from targeting commercial vessels. This follows Iran's attack on UAE oil tankers, which resulted in casualties. The tension threatens global oil supply routes, raising concerns for international shipping. Turning to the latest from Gaza, Israel Hayom revealed that the IDF's targeted strike on Osama Naim Hamdi Shamalek was part of an effort to dismantle Hamas's maritime capabilities. The elimination of three other militants further disrupts Hamas's operations. This action underscores Israel's commitment to neutralizing threats from Gaza. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post detailed Iran's retaliatory strikes after U.S. actions. The UAE Ministry of Defense asserts its rights to respond, emphasizing regional tensions. The situation remains volatile, affecting diplomatic relations between Gulf states and Iran. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that the founders of Wizz are eyeing a stake in Herzliya Medical Center. Talks are ongoing, but regulatory demands may complicate the deal. Separately, from CTEC, ExxonMobil is considering entering Israel's offshore gas exploration sector. This move could boost Israel's energy profile and attract further international investment. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a global trend in affordable housing. Shipping containers are emerging as a popular solution for young people unable to afford traditional apartments, offering a practical alternative to luxury living. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.